An example of the use of the category of religion in the technology of statecraft is the recent action by the 14th Dalai Lama to call for and to hold an election for the political head of the Tibetan people. There's been an election. They have a new prime minister of the Tibetan people. He split off his so-called religious functions to his own actions, to what he would do, and implies this. The consequence would be that the next Dalai Lama would have limited powers, the way he has limited his own powers. This, of course, will marginalize any efforts by the Chinese to have a lot of influence on the next head of Tibetan Buddhism, which would be the next Dalai Lama. They hope to have a lot of influence in the selection of that person. But that person now will have limited powers because of what the Dalai Lama has done. So you can see that he's used the category of religion to marginalize his own sphere of authority.